Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, bifazlillah, the story of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam has been completed, but we still have some ayats to complete the entire chapter Surah Yusuf. So inshaAllah ta'ala, the remaining verses, ayats that are left in Surah Yusuf, we will try to cover that in our sessions inshaAllah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. This verse that was revealed to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in reference to the fact that when mushrikeen and ahle yahood came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they asked him a question, and of course this question according to them was a very difficult question, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ummi, unschooled, unlettered, and this is the title given to him, that he is ummi, so that no one can ever point a finger to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he had some connection to an institute or anybody else. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is completely independent from that. And everybody knew of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he was, what he would do. He gave them a detailed narration of all of the events that occurred with Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they should have accepted the truth and they should have accepted iman. But Allah is also saying, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. But at the same time, there are so many signs of Allah in the heavens and in the earth that they are passing by. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ. There are so many. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. They pass by everything. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِدُونَ. But they become blind and they turn away and they don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the signs that He has kept all around all of humanity. So when they can't actually see you as a Nabi, when they can't actually understand the revelation that comes to you, then in truth also they are blind from the signs that are outside. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the creation of Allah is a reflection of the Creator. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in a way the reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His might and His power. Allah has created the skies, Allah has created the sun, Allah has created the moon, Allah has created water, trees, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And not only that, now scientifically how perfect the verses of the Quran is, we know that there is a circuit, subhanallah, that Allah has made possible for all of the planets that are there. Even the earth, it's going round and it is also rotating. It is spinning and at the same time it is also rotating. Subhanallah, this is the Qudrat of Allah. The sun is also going round and it is spinning. Everything, all the planets, everything in the galaxy is doing the tasbih of Allah. And not just insan, the billions of species and the makhluk that Allah has created, from fishes to birds to insects to beasts and all sorts, subhanallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created in different forms, different shape. Millions of people are born, millions of people die. This cycle, subhanallah, for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, this day and night, this cycle, this sabak given to the moon, the cycle of the sun, it is just running because it is the order and the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they are so blind. وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. That today insan, whatever he is doing, he will put his stamp on it. He will put his stamp on it. You buy clothes today made in Bangladesh. Ab to Bangladesh mashallah aage hai bhai, don't mess ji. To chalo, made in China, made in Bangladesh. Whatever you do, the signature is there. Insan wants to put his signature everywhere. Their symbol, it's there. Anything that you do, their signature, symbol, they will want to put, this is done, this is what we did. And when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't know who is the creator, ajeeb. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. That you are fascinated by what you have made, but you are not fascinated by how Allah has created you. If the right organs were not inside you, you would be disabled. You would not know how to do anything. Ye to Allah ne ajeeb karigiri banayi. And so they rejected Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they can't see the signs, subhanallah. When people come here and when we have groups that visit us, they say, oh, what a beautiful chandelier. Main dil mein kehta hoon, Allahu Akbar, ye to dunya ka chandelier reh gaya. How many chandeliers are out there in the heavens? Huh? But we want to talk about this chandelier. And this is how insan is. And this is how shaitan tricks the human being. And that is why Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an has mentioned, عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِفَسْخِ الْعَزَائِنِ. I recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the cancellations of all my intentions. That my strong intentions, I had a firm intention to do this and everything was possible for me to do this. So for an example, tomorrow you say, I am going to go from Leicester to this city and you have prepared everything. When tomorrow comes, something happens that has stopped you from going where you wanted to go. So Hazrat Ali is saying that all of my intentions, when they were blocked, when I decided and it was cancelled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I realized that my azaim, what I intend, can only be done if Allah wills. And so there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not insan that he is in complete control. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is in complete control. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand, alhamdulillah, and we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around us in everything. And then the next verse of the Quran, which is an amazing verse of the Quran, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that most of them don't bring iman upon Allah. Now, can you imagine, 1400 years ago, the verses were revealed upon Huzur alayhi salam, and how Allah is saying that most of the people who bring iman upon Allah, wahum mushrikun, at the same time they also do shirk with Allah. So Allah is saying most of the people who believe in Allah, but at the same time they also commit themselves to shirk. And this is all the way from the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Mushrikeen in Makkah, when they would want to do tawaf of the Kaaba, they would say, Labbaik, Labbaik, we are here, we are present, and we testify that there is only you, O Allah, and with you is also those that you have given power to. As in, you have given power to other gods, so also the other gods are with you. So we are saying labbaik to you, O Allah, that you are the one who is most powerful, but also the power and authority that you have given to others. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he would hear this, it was so painful, he would say to them, don't say this, don't say this. Allahu Ahad, Allah is one, Allah is one. There is no one but one Allah. And in Arabia, you had three powerful tribes. And these three powerful tribes had their own gods that they were worshipping. And there were many gods, but three gods that Allah mentions, the idols and the names are also in the Quran. أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّةِ أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّةِ وَمَنَاتِ Lat, Uzza and Manat. Lat, Uzza and Manat. Three very powerful gods of Arabia historically. Lat was the god of the people of Taif. And the people of Taif were known as the Banu Thaqif. Banu Thaqif were very powerful people. Very powerful. Even today if you go to Saudi Arabia, you'll find many of the Arabs there, they call themselves Thaqifi. So they are from the tribe of Thaqif, Banu Thaqif. So they would worship Lat. And Uzza was the god of the locals living in Makkah, the Quraysh. So the Quraysh took Uzza as the god. And Manat was taken as god by the tribe which was Banu Hilal. So Banu Hilal was another tribe, and what they did is in front of the Kaaba, around it, they had built again another structure that was like the Kaaba, and inside it they had built this idol and they would come and worship it. Until Fathe Makkah, when Makkah Mukarrama was conquered, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had demolished all of these idols, and the places in which they would keep these idols were all demolished. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the kalam, in his glorious kalam, in hiya illa asma'un sammaytumuha antum wa aba'ukum. These are just names that you are uttering from your mouth. What is Lat and what is Manat and what is Uzza that you have made by your own hands? So what is this? Allah is saying these are just names that you have invented and your forefathers have invented. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنفُسِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, most of you only follow dhan, conjecture, speculation. There is no proof. So dhan is the opposite of yaqeen. Yaqeen means that you have solid proof of something. And zan means that you're not sure. It's in your imagination that this is something that you are thinking. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا ظَنَّ وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنفُسِ. And this is what your nafs desires for you. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمُ الْهُدَى. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given you the path of hidayat. But unfortunately people don't choose this path. So if you look at even the modern world today, as Allah says, there are people who believe in Allah, but they do shirk. So generally, if you look at the Christian world, when you look at the Christian world, subhanallah, what they say is that, no, we believe in God, the one who has created the heavens and the earth, everything. But we also believe in Jesus. Now to make him God, see, shaitan plays with your mind. Shaitan plays with your mind. So what shaitan does is that he creates false ideologies. What does he do, my respected brothers? False ideologies. Very false ideologies. And he's a liar, but he puts it in the mind of people. So they came up with what we call the original sin. So they concocted this ideology of the original sin to make sure that Jesus becomes the Son of God, the most pure. Because you needed someone who was free from sins to forgive the sins of humanity, as in what Adam alayhi salam did. So everybody comes with sins, and to wash the sins of human beings, look at how shaitan makes up, you know, this muqaddama, this ideology in the mind of people. And when they talk and when they give da'wat, this is what they give, a reason. Original sin. What do they say? Original sin. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Shaitan, what did he say to Adam alayhi salam? Again, false ideology. Adam, no. Eat from this tree. Why? Because if you eat, you will be like the angels, you will stay in the heavens eternally, and you will worship Allah eternally. How did he lie? He said, I have been here and I know all the malaika and the angels. Don't you love Allah? Look how he talks. Adam alayhi salam was the only man, bichara, human being alone. And the way he comes and how people talk, yeah, of course I love Allah. You love Allah? You don't want to worship Allah? Of course I want to worship Allah. Then eat. Because if you eat, you will now be like an angel and you will stay here and you will worship Allah eternally. Allahu Akbar. The games that is played with your mind. Homosexuality. Shaitan puts two ideologies. You know what they say? But you know, if two people like each other, to tumhare baap ka kya jata hai? You know, what's it to you, bhai? Are we killing somebody? Are we hating somebody? Are we stealing from you? We are educated people, man. But we like each other. Two people like each other. So after 10 years, the brother will say, man, I like my own sister. What is the problem with you people, man? If I love my sister and my sister loves me, and if I wish to have a relationship with her, so what's the problem? You see what happens, my respected brothers and elders, this is a game from shaitan. And another game they play is that, no. Genetically, I was born like that. Wow. Blame Allah. So it's like saying, you know what, I drink alcohol, it's not my fault. Genetically, Allah made me like this, that I should drink alcohol. Wow. So you are raping people. No, you know what, it's in my genes to rape women. I'm a gambler. No, it's in my genes. Genetically, I was born like this, that I should be doing this. Tomorrow somebody will say, I want to be a cannibal. He says, no, it's in my genes. I have to be like this. It's a mazak. A Christian will say, no, it's Allah told me to be a Christian. Allah told me, Aliyadhu Billah, to take Jesus to be the Son of God. Bhai, don't play with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not invite you or does not make you a sinful person. Allah says, Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are born in an innate condition. You are born clean slate, clean slate. You are born clean slate. But the problem is, subhanallah, the problem is, your environment spoils you. What spoils you? Environment. In the year 2020, there is so much pornography that people are now tired of sleeping with women. So now sleeping with women has become a norm, and there is so much exposure in the pornographic world that now they want to say that, you know, how will it be to sleep with a man? Let's try this. And then they try this. It's your lust. It's your lust. Don't blame anybody else. It's your lust. It's what you see on your mobile, your 4G. Any minute you have, you want to spoil your heart. You want to do zina. You don't fear Allah. This is what people do. The level of shahwat is so high that even a 60, 70 year old woman is walking. The mind is telling you, man, how will this, you know, budhi aurat be in bed? Astaghfirullah. Because that's all the mind is infected by. And then you move into that, you know what, so you're a heterosexual, then you become a homosexual, then you're tired, you know, being a heterosexual and a homosexual, then you now become a bisexual. So now you've become a hetero, a bi, a homo and whatever. Oh Allah, kya raha hai? Now they might even do things with their dogs and cats and donkeys and cows and animals. This is a fact. The fact is that when there is this, you know, when sins are blown up in society, it's your lust, it's your desire that you can't control, but you want, but shaitan brings this ideology. Just like how shaitan brought this ideology in the Christian world, that no, you know what, it's the original sin. A lot of people are not educated to understand that. And when you put a logic, then that logic becomes a foundation, but Allah is saying, إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا ظَنَّ. What is this logic? This is not logic, these are just names. You know, names that you have invented and your forefathers have invented. There is no such thing as this. And then if you look at Hinduism also, they do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is the only religion that is free from shirk. But unfortunately also, when you look at the bulk of the Muslim people, and that is why one of the scholars in India, he did a lovely bayan, main unka naam bhul gaya, very nice scholar, and Allah give him jazai khair. He talks about, you know, halat-e-hazira, the current affairs and what is happening, because you're not supposed to shy away. If you shy away now, then people won't understand the truth. So he actually said, he said that this musibat upon India today is because in India, although you have Muslims, but majority of these Muslims have not done tawbah from shirk. You have taken your babas, you have taken your shuyukh and your peer and your pious men, and you do sajda upon their tombs. And you go to them and you take their names and you say that these are the people that are going to help us and remove our difficulty and our calamity, just like Shias. Ya Ali, Ya Hussein, and Hussein is going to, aliyazu billah, you know, remove the difficulty and all that. And they take all of the imams as infallible and as protectors, that they are going to protect us. So this is what the Quran says. وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ. All of them say, no, we believe in God. So who is God? God is only Allah. But Allah is saying, from behind, illa wahum mushrikun. They also do shirk with Allah. And this is what Allah does not like. And until a person's iman is not at that level, so pure, that everything he does is for Allah, and that he only worships who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he does not do shirk. And that way, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah protect. You will find the school of ulama-i Deoband to be very moderate in this madhab. You will find them. They also allow, alhamdulillah, that you respect your elders, but don't cross the boundary. Don't cross the boundary. And you'll also find, alhamdulillah, the ulama of Arabs, alhamdulillah, that their level of tawheed is also very, very strong. Alhamdulillah. Although you might find other things in them or whatever, you know, weaknesses are in everywhere, in everything. But alhamdulillah, the level of tawheed is at least strong in them, and we pray that Allah keep that level of tawheed with them. And when tawheed is not with you, then see what the Quran says. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دَنْقَى. And a person who turns away from my remembrance, from saying La ilaha illallah, understanding that Allah is your creator, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first will penalize you in your dunya. You know, you people might think that, yaar, oho, look at this man, he's got 50 properties. Look at this man, you know, he owns an island. Wo konsa hai, wo broadband wala? Richard Branson. I was looking at a documentary that he owns an island. What does he own? And also when COVID came, that football player, Ronaldo or somebody, I think, he went to his own island. So you find people that they are so wealthy. And so people think that, you know what the Quran is saying, a person who turns away from me, Allah will make their livelihood constricted tight. But look at these people, they're millionaires. But what we don't understand, my respected brothers and elders, it is not about dunya that Allah is talking about here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, no matter, you know, when you have a lot of wealth and even then you are suffering. What is it? When you have a lot of wealth, then even then you are suffering. That is great pain. What is it? That is great pain. That you have everything, but yet you are suffering. You feel miserable. And this is what Allah is saying, that this is what's going to happen. And then when a person turns away from Allah, so in dunya, this is what happens to him. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَامَى. And that on the day of Qiyamah, he will stand up blind. Now one wonders, why is this person blind? Why blindness? Why has Allah made him blind when he comes out from his grave? So the Quran says, he will say, قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَكَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Ya Allah, why did you make me blind? But in dunya I was not blind. But Allah resurrected him blind. But why? He was not blind in dunya. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. That no, my signs came to you, you didn't look at my signs, my kudrat, you didn't recognize Allah, you forgot Allah, so today we forgot you, we forget you. So the tafsir ulama have mentioned, the two eyes are powerful organs of Allah. The two eyes can show you the right path, and the two eyes can also show you the wrong path. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. The two eyes can show you the path that will take you to Jannat, and the two headlights can show you the path of Jahannam, and if you follow it, you will go straight. So in dunya, it is so important. That is what Allah is saying, that look after your two eyes. If your brain is connected with Allah and your heart is connected with Allah, then the brain and the heart connects to your organs, and then the eyes become Muslim. The eyes become Muslim. That is why ye eye, aankhein hai na, insan ko dhoka deti. I said this in the Jummah Bayan today. That your Gucci's and all these logos, you know, your Prada's and what is it? What else is it? You know, Louis Vuitton, and people get excited, and you know, you buy bags. Hum to wo fake bags hi lete hai na sab. Hamare wale to sab, you know. You go to Dubai and say, you want Louis Vuitton? So how much if? 50 pounds, very cheap. Real? Ha, Molly Sahab, what are you talking about? Where are you going to get this from? But forget all that. This is all dhoka of the eyes. What is it? Dhoka of the eyes. You became blind. You became so materialistic. in this dunya, that for you it was only dunya, 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 and this disease of dunya has sealed your heart. So basically in dunya you were blind for this dunya and you couldn't see akhirat. So Allah is saying on the day of akhirat we will make you blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, my respected brothers. Alhamdulillah, we are people of iman. And this is what Allah is saying. Allah is complaining. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these are the people who bring iman upon Allah, but at the same time, what do? They do shirk. What do they do? Shirk. Inshallah, just to conclude, that what are the benefits of tawheed? What are the benefits of tawheed? I've written a few points here, inshallah, very quickly, so that at least we understand the fawaid of tawheed. Tawheed means that you believe in the oneness of Allah. Tawheed is so important, my respected brothers and elders, that it is the first obligation that was given to the messengers. Tawheed is such an important order from Allah that it was the first command given to Anbiya. And this is also the first call that you give to that person when you invite him towards Islam. So that is why when a person is to become a Muslim, the first thing you tell him is what? Read the kalima. And you remind him of La ilaha illallah. Remember, your namaz does not give you jannat, your zakat does not give you jannat if there's no iman. Jannat will be given to you only if you have iman. But with iman, then you do good deeds. So the first thing is that it is the sunnah of Anbiya. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal, a great sahabi, he was the ambassador chosen by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Yemen. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking with him whilst he is sitting at the back of the camel. Imagine the honor of this sahabi, that Huzur alayhi salam is walking and guiding the camel until the path opens up towards Yemen. So he is walking with him, talking to him all the way. And as Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking, this was a very private conversation. But sahaba would speak about it because it is amanat and hadith. So in that conversation, Qari Tayyib sahab rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at Mu'az and said, Mu'az, I want to say something to you that maybe when you return back, you will not see me. Maybe when you return back, you will not see me. So Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala started to cry. It was so painful to leave Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the order of Rasulullah is at the highest level. Go. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, but Mu'az, let me give you glad tidings. That who you love the most, you will be with him. Who you love the most, you will be with him. This was the greatest hadith for Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in, because they were the lovers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah's Nabi said to him, Mu'adh, when you go to Yemen, you will find people of the book. So you will find Christian and Jews. So Mu'adh, when you go there, invite them towards Tawheed and speak to them about La ilaha illallah. And when they accept La ilaha illallah, then talk to them about Salah, Zakat, Hajj, fasting, the five pillars. But first speak to them about Tawheed. This tells you how important Tawheed is, my respected brothers. Number two, Tawheed is the haq of Allah. Tawheed is the haq of Allah. In the very same hadith, Allah's Nabi said to Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala, and Mu'az, do you know what is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the haq of Allah? So out of respect, he says, Allah and his Rasul know best. He said, the haq of Allah is that Allah wants you to worship him and worshipping him in such a manner that there is no shirk, that you do not associate any form of partnership to Allah. That is the haq of Allah. And that is the haq of Allah. Allah does not need your zakat money. Allah does not need, you know, anything else. Allah wants to see the level of ibadat in you. And then Allah's Nabi said that, do you know what is the haq of all of humanity upon Allah? So that when they have tawheed and they don't do shirk with Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself that he will never punish them. He will never ever punish them. So tawheed is also the haq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the battle of Tabuk, my respected brothers, it was very difficult for the Muslims and they ran out of food. Sahaba-i-kiram ajma'in said, O Nabi of Allah, we haven't got anything to eat. So maybe some of the animals that we are traveling on, and maybe we can do zabah and eat. So Huzur alayhi salam gave permission. Okay. Came running Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If they are to slaughter the animals, then how will we return back to Medina Munawwara? It's a long journey. It will be very difficult. So Allah's Nabi said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Umar, what mashwira do you give? He says, O Nabi of Allah, my mashwira is that you make an announcement that anything little that you have from the food that you brought with you, anything little that is still left, bring everything and put it in one plate. And then, O Nabi of Allah, after that, you make dua for blessings and barakat. So Huzur alayhi salam said, Khair, ha, Umar, you're right. Traveling back, we have to be on camel back. So, chalo. So everybody came with little they had, bread and anything, whatever. And Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam put everything in one pot and covered it. And he lifted up his hands and he made dua for barakat. My respected brothers, and this chain of narration is not from just one sahabi, from so many sahabi. This means this hadith is so strong. More than 1,000 people ate from that one plate. To their fill. Completely. To their fill. 1,000 people. But they would come, eat and go. Come, eat and go. Take it, take it, take it, take it. At that time, after this, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam praised Allah, and then what he said? He said, Ashhadu, I testify, in front of the companions, Allah ilaha illallah, that there is no God but Allah. And then he said, Wa inni Rasulullah, and I testify that I am the Rasul of Allah. He is talking about himself. I am saying, I am also the Rasul of Allah. And then he looked at the companions and he said that anyone who believes in this and does not do shirk with Allah, Allah will grant him Jannat. In fact, in the narration it comes, حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ النَّارِ. Allah will make Jahannam haram on him. Allah will make Jahannam haram on him. And number three, the benefit of Tawheed is that Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, is so powerful that this will wipe out all of your sins if Allah wills and grant you Jannah. And there is one hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Musnad of Imam Ahmad, more than 30,000 ahadith have been compiled here by this great Imam, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. And there is one hadith in here. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the people that came before you, as in not from my ummah, there was a man who just had tawheed. He believed in the oneness of Allah, but in his entire life did not do a single good deed. Only tawheed. What did he have? Only tawheed. When he became ill and when he was to die, so he called his sons and he says, Beta, look, you know what? Unfortunately, I have done nothing that I feel will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm so scared. So he says, you know, when I die, I want you to burn me. I want you to burn my body. And then my ashes, make sure you distribute the ashes in the different parts of the world. So, take it to the south, take it to the north, west, east, everywhere. All the four corners, my ashes, distribute it. Some in the water, some in the jungle, some here, some there, everywhere. So the children did exactly what the father did, make wasiyat, and this is what they did. It comes in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the winds that bring his ashes to me. And the ashes were collected. Allah can do what He wants, of course. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrected him. And this is in Alam-e-Barzakh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, that why did you do this when you believed in me? So he says, Bari ta'ala, for the fear of you, for the fear of you. I was so scared that I didn't know what will happen to me. And so this was my fear for you, Ya Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you feared me and this is why you did this. I have given you Jannah. I've given you Jannah. But it's not just Jannah here. Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam in the hadith has mentioned that this man did nothing but only came with Tawheed. He only came with Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And this oneness of Allah is so important, my respected brothers and elders. And the fourth point is a lot of the times with the Arabs, they would look into the opposite to understand the value of what they want to understand. And we see this. If you want to know the value of light, nur, the opposite is what? Darkness. The value of speaking the truth, the opposite is what? So when you want to know how important Tawheed is, what is the opposite of Tawheed? Kufr. What is it? Kufr, and kufr is shirk. And so Tawheed is so important that Allah says, Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Allah has taken it upon Himself. He will not forgive anyone who does shirk. Wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. And besides shirk, it's the prerogative of Allah that He can forgive whatever He wants. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah is so powerful that Allah can wipe and forgive all of your sins. So that is why, my respected brothers and elders, we should count ourselves very fortunate. This is such a ni'mat that we have iman and we have this understanding that there is only one God, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this amanat, we have to make sure that we have iman, but we should not do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of the times we might be doing something, this will also be wrong. So we have to make sure, alhamdulillah, our aqaid is right. That is why in Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ, that so many people don't bring iman upon Allah, except that they are mushrikun and they do shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us the tawfiq that we stay away from shirk, and that Allah give us the tawfiq that we depart with iman. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Allah, make our hearts clean and pure. Ya Allah, make our hearts clean and pure. Ya Allah, give us the right understanding in this dunya. Allah, give us the Furqan and the understanding of Furqan. And Furqan is your kalam, Ya Allah. And the more you know the Quran, the more the understanding is given to you. Allah, save us from fitna. Allah, save us from committing sins. Allah, look after our children. Allah, look after our progeny. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, safeguard the iman of all the Muslimin. Allah, safeguard the iman of all the Muslimin. Allah, we make shukr, Ya Allah, you have given us hidayat. Allah, we are thankful to you. Without a doubt, Ya Allah, we are sinful people. We are not worthy of the blessings that you have given us. But we know, Ya Allah, you are Rahman. We know, Ya Allah, you are Rahim. Allah, your generosity is nothing compared to our sins that we have done. Allah, your mercy is nothing compared, Ya Allah. Your mercy cannot be compared to the sins that we have committed, Ya Allah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, you have reminded us that we should start the Quran also, and one surah from another surah as Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We are constantly reminded, Ya Allah, that you are Rahman and Rahim. Allah, forgive all of our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our minor sins, major sins, Ya Allah. Be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Allah, make our iman very, very strong, especially in the days of fitna. Allah, make the iman of our women folks also very, very strong. Allah, give us all taqwa. Allah, let us be proud Muslims. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa dhurriyatihi wa ahli baytihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.